G'day, it's Saturday the 13th of February 2016. Sometimes life is just so unfair. You look at all the people who linger on, people with pensions and gold passes, people with unlimited access to money to support themselves, and the ability to trot the globe, to grandstand, to draw attention to themselves and their purported good deeds. And then you look at a bloke like Harry Nowicki. Harry gave so much to this country, you know. Not just money, although, my God, he gave a hell of a lot of that in pursuing the AWU scandal, just to get to the truth too. But he gave so much of himself, and he gave so much of his expertise, his knowledge, his wisdom, and his time. Harry spent probably the better part of the last 4 years driving for a truth that had been concealed by masters at the art of skullduggery and concealment and fraud and theft, lying, prevaricating, dissembling. God, he could go on. I think we owe it to the memory of a bloke like Harry, who was so generous, to make sure that his work continues, to make sure that it's followed on. I certainly feel that obligation. And I hope you'll join me in making sure that we don't die wondering about what could have been. So let me just run through a few things, a few thoughts that I've had over the past couple of days. The Legal Services Board in Victoria has an open investigation into the matter of the trust account ledger at Slater and Gordon and the misallocation of that $67,000 check. Remember the check was held up in the Parliament? The $67,000 check drawn on the Workplace Reform Association? Well, the Legal Services Board, Legal Services Commissioner, still has an open investigation into that. They were not aware at the time they launched it of the facts from Con Shaka, Bill Ludwig's lawyer in Brisbane. I'm going to bring that to their attention. I'll get cracking with a letter over the weekend. Secondly, the Victoria Police has extant an investigation into the broader matter of the AWU scandal. There's new evidence that the police were not aware of because we adduced it here on this website. I'll make sure that they get that as well, and I'll write to the Commissioner, because it was the Commissioner who first accepted my complaint that kicked that investigation off, and I think that we're overdue a reply as to how that investigation is proceeding. Thirdly, Gillard stood up in the Federal Parliament and certainly referred to her statements outside the Parliament about having paid for her own renovations. I'll go carefully through, and you could assist me if you want to jump to it, through the Hansard to look for any reference to her saying that she paid for all of her own renovations. The Royal Commission found she did not. It found that the money came from Wilson, much of the money came from Wilson, and that Gillard chose to lie about it. I mean, that's the Commissioner's finding. That's the bald truth of it. He said she chose, having been stuck with this course of, you know, bullshitted about where the money came from, she chose to continue to lie about it. Now, if she's lied in the Parliament, let's get onto the Privileges Committee and see what its opinion is of parliamentarians who mislead the Parliament and its ability to get it back before the bar of the Parliament to answer for having misled the nation. It's a pretty serious matter as Prime Minister. Thompson as well has yet to be handed down any sort of penalty in respect of his own manifest crap. An hour that he wasted at, my God, remember that feeling? Watching that bloke crap on, thinking, is this possible? Could it be true? Has this bloke really been so badly treated? My God, is this a major conspiracy? No, it wasn't. It was what it seemed to be. The actions of a two-bob grub thief, a fraudster, getting his jollies, using other people's money. And he lied in the Parliament about it. I'll send a chaser to the Privileges Committee and the Speaker and see what the Speaker has to say about that matter too. There are plenty of irons still in the fire. Nobody's been charged over the AWU fraud. As it stands, the recommendations of the Royal Commission would see only Blewett and Wilson charged. Well, that's clearly not a complete canvassing of the wrongdoing in respect to this matter. Obviously, people at Tees I was going to say we're willfully blind. No, I'll go further. They were in on it. It's crystal clear. This is a secret commission matter. Secret commissions aren't just solicited or received. They're offered or given. And Tease was up to its eyeballs in that as well. There is plenty for us to do. And I give you this, my promise. I will remain active on it until I think the last little drop has been wrung out of this matter.